Today's Country, Froggy 92.9. He is back. It's Robin Josh in the morning, and we're talking about NASCAR Dad.
My dad, NASCAR Dad. You guys made a discovery, and you found something that's actually coming to our house up here in Windsor, Robert. You don't even know what it is yet.
Who's you guys? Your dad suddenly have a twin brother or something? Or what?
No, I mean...
Yes, Claude. Claude from the Great North. No, this was brought on by the unfortunate passing of Prince last week, and I says to myself, I got a turntable up in the attic for the old vinyl. Dug it out, and we were playing the one and only vinyl record that we had, because you got the rest up there in your estate.
Yeah, I have all of my parents' old LPs in my house. And I thought when Prince passed away, I thought, we've got Purple Rain on vinyl. And sure enough, it was the first one right there in the row of records was Purple Rain. And that's what sparked my parents to look for their record player.
That was in between Procol Harum and Three Dog Night.
Yes,
Yeah, you're right, Rob.
You know what, Dad? Rob's going to die because he hates the Beach Boys.
Oh!
You've got 7 Beach Boys records at our house.
Not 7. Anymore.
One thing I like about vinyl, when you listen to it, is you got the little scratching from the needle. Mm-hmm. I love that part of it.
You know, speaking of the scratching, the one sad thing, we have to make sure that Purple Rain still works, because I would pretend I was a club DJ and scratch the Prince record.
Why couldn't you use the Beach Boy album?
Yeah, even I'd say that. You better not have scratched Purple Rain, I'm telling you that. All the listeners, there'll be a problem.
I know, I'm going to be in very big trouble. So now we're getting a record player, Rob.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
Today's Country, Froggy 92.9, Rob Joss, and my dad, NASCAR Dad, moving on to the race in Richmond. Number 14 is back. What do you call him, Rob?
Antonio Stewarte.
That's right. Better known as Tony Stewart. He was out like since Daytona, ATV wreck, but he is back and didn't do too badly. Hey, on the pole is Jimmy Johnson, and belting out the national anthem is Trent Harmon, winner of American Idol a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Anyway, moving through the race, the leader at a 400 left, Carl Edwards. Jossen, this gets you all twitchy. He did a backflip off the car on the high banks of Bristol.
I don't like that, and I'm going to tell you why. You've just gone through this race, which is dangerous enough, and now you're doing this backflip where you could honestly sustain a very serious injury.
Yes, Mother. Well, we'll get a hold of him. Everybody thinks that's real cool. 75 to go. The brothers Busch, Kurt and Kyle, leading the pack. Down to 10 to go. Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, right on his bumper. What a finish. They can see the flag, and you got the old famous bump and run. Carl just gives Kyle a little tap, doesn't spin him, but enough to go on for the win. There you have it. And Tony Stewart, hey, he finished 19th. Very cool race, and hey, looking forward to listening to the Beach Boys. Hey, Johnson, real quick, who else is stored up there in dust?
We have, ladies and gentlemen, the We Are the World record.
Oh,
yes!
The world, oh. Mother must have got that.
We're going to let them listen to that. We'll go down to Patterson's and have a couple of beers.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I'll fold an order now. We are the world. Okay.
All right, Dad. Love you.
We are the world. We are the children.